For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, what is going on? Keith McPherson on The Fan. This is one of those days where the open that I had planned at like 5 o'clock, we'll get to some of the stuff that I wanted to start with, but like, I just listened to Loogie and I listened to Evan and Tiki, and man, we gotta reel it in. Everybody's gotta relax. It gets a little warm out. I guess you could say hot out, and everybody's hot. Everybody's so fired up and negative and angry. I did the meditation Monday. I'm not going to do that bit again. Come on now. You should be happy. We got 3 warm days in a row. Starting to feel a little bit like full summer. Starting to make you dream about the spring and the summer here in New York City. What's wrong with y'all, man? Come on. Everybody, just be nice. I know that's hard to do. Be kind. I know that's tough to do. If you listen to me, a lot of times I talk about how we are in this internet era where too many people have the internet confused with reality. Now, I understand young people, kids that spend all day scrolling and their minds aren't fully developed. I understand those young kids not being able to separate IRL in real life from digital. But man, we have adults that are losing their minds now. And I spend a lot of time on the internet, and there's a few things I got to get off my chest tonight as I just continue to read stuff about myself on the internet. And who am I? Nobody really knows me. I see that a lot. Keith who? Who's Keith McPherson? Yeah, no, nobody knows me. But everybody knows Tiki Barber, and I'm going to start there. The nicest guy getting dragged by all of these media members, like, do better. Like, do your research first, do your jobs, and dig deeper into what you're talking about instead of taking the low-hanging fruit, the easy target, for now 4 days? It's lame. It's corny. I'm tired of it. I mean, it helps me. I'm getting free promo. WFAN is getting tagged everywhere, and my show follows Tiki. This is my third 5-hour KM to AM. So somebody is discovering me all week, but man, the vibes are just low. They're negative. They're trash. I just saw Tiki, and he's smiling all the time. He's a nice guy, and I'm just like, yo, every different guy, like Ryan Clark, come on, bro. You're somebody I look up to, admire for what you've been able to do in your football career, myself as a former football player, even your son playing college football, and you just putting out there all this stuff about wanting to be respected and getting your bag over there at ESPN. Congrats to you, but I mean, I even respected what you did with the Pivot podcast, building that podcast, because I'm a podcast guy. I don't get to WFAN without a bunch of podcast episodes, but I just thought it was super weak what you tried to do going back in time. Most people forgot you even were on the Giants. I just thought it was super weak what you tried to do to Tiki right there. And everybody's piling on, and I can't wait for this week to be over. It's been madness. We need March Madness as I'm in here watching Providence Creighton. We need March Madness. We need basketball games all day that everybody's betting on, that everybody has a bracket on, to take our mind off of the slings and arrows, the trolling and the clapbacks. You know, it's not real. I don't think Ryan Clark would talk like that in front of Tiki Barber. And I don't think a lot of these media members, even like, I saw like Joy Taylor getting at Tiki. Like, you guys would not approach Tiki like that, because he'd approach you with a smile and a handshake and laugh you off because you don't know what you're talking about. Tiki is smart. He's intelligent. He's brighter than most of you, which I can say that because I know that you didn't actually look into what you're talking about. Tiki had the whole tongue-in-cheek, you're dead to me line last Thursday. And for the loyal listeners of WFAN that do listen all day and all night, you know that. But the outside world that is helicoptered in does not know that. And everybody from every corner of media that has chosen to drag Tiki Barber, like, it just, I can't. You look lame. You look dumb as well. And you can come at me if you want. I'm nobody. But like, everybody knows Tiki. And I'm just getting tired of seeing everybody drag Tiki and then people trying to come at him and his life and his legacy and things that he's done. Enough. Enough. Enough with the calls to my show about Trevor Bauer. I had to do that last night, and it threw off the last hour, hour and a half of my show. And I know I'm going to get calls on it tonight. Evan talked about it yesterday, and I had to elaborate, expound on it even more. Here we go. Opening day is in 2 weeks. This guy, all he can do is post on Twitter and YouTube. That's all he's going to be, is a social media pitcher. There are multiple reasons that we don't necessarily know, but you can assume, put on your critical thinking hat, as to why a former Cy Young winner that got the bag from the Dodgers not too long ago can't get back in the league, can't get his second chance. I don't want to speak on it again, because like I said last night, it was later. 1 o'clock is a different time on WFAN where I could use different words and speak more into it, but like, I don't want to do it tonight, so please miss me with the calls on Trevor Bauer. I'm just going to keep it short with you. He's not going to be a Yankee. He's not going to be a Met. And for the Yankees and the Mets, we'll start with the Mets. Like, I've been talking about the Mets, and no matter what I say about the Mets positively, I understand my role here at WFAN. I'm a troll here at WFAN. I'm the Yankee fan, Yankee boy, Yankee shill that is only trolling the Mets fans. Okay, so I'll keep trolling the Mets fans, but as the season actually starts and we have actual games to talk about and we're actually talking about what goes on with the Mets team, that's what I'm going to do every night after the Yankees post game. When you hear me come on, we'll talk Yankees and talk Mets, and we'll talk baseball on the Fan with no trolling. We'll have actual stuff to talk about. Spring training, I don't really care too much to talk about. It's not real. It's exhibition. It's glorified practice. We just now live in a time where the television networks get to practice, and the social media teams get to practice, and we see way more than we need to see. I'm over it. I'm done. Oh, spring breakout coming up next. I don't care. Start the season. You know, I heard Evan and Tiki talking about Luis Severino, and briefly, as they left the studio and I was in here and I talked to them about it, I'll share that conversation. With Sevy, I'm rooting for Sevy, but the day that the Mets signed Sevy, I got on this radio station and I laughed and I trolled and I poked at the Met fan and said, of course, you're the first team to sign this guy. Early in free agency, you give this guy $13 million after he was terrible last year. But I don't think he's a terrible pitcher. I think he was terrible last year. I'm a Yankee fan, and most Yankee fans love Sevy, rooted for Sevy, wanted Sevy to be the homegrown ace. He was just never healthy. So with Evan talking about betting $50 online on Twitter and bringing that to air, Evan put on Twitter that he wanted to bet $50 on Severino to win the NL Cy Young and wanted us to all follow up as Yankee Mets fans, LGYM, hashtag LGYM, let's go Yankee Mets. I said, no, that's a donation. I'm not donating my money. The bet on Severino is how long until he hits the IL. And that's not a troll. That's just real. 877-337-6666. When's the last healthy season he's had? He looks good right now in spring training. It's spring training. And unfortunately, on both sides, Kodai Senga went down as soon as he reported to spring training. Gerrit Cole just went down in the last week or so of spring training. And we got the news yesterday, and I got on late last night, and I said, Yankee Universe, tap in with me. This is better news than we were expecting. I was expecting to hear Cole is shut down. He needs Tommy John surgery. He's compromised for this season and into next year. That would have sucked. Just pump your brakes a bit. As we cried about the Yankees withholding information, as we cried about the Yankees deceiving us and us having trust issues as fans, and we love this team and we watch all the games and we spend money on tickets and merch and we're going to go right back to the stadium. Why can't they just tell us? John Heyman, some of the other reporters, Jeff Passan, Brian Hoke, whoever, they tell you a little bit of information and you don't want to take that information. People are losing their minds. You don't want to take that little bit of information. You want to say, nope, he's done. Season's over. We're cooked. Well, you do that. I like to let people enjoy things how they like to enjoy things. And I hope you let me do the same. I like going to Yankee Stadium. It's my favorite place to go in New York City, hanging out at Yankee Stadium with Yankee fans, whether Yankees are good, bad, whether Gerrit Cole's there, whether Judge is playing or not. Like, we're back outside. It's warm. I can't wait until we have weekends at Yankee Stadium. We're going to have a good time. 82 and 80 is going to be in the past soon. Juan Soto is a Yankee, and there are a lot of players on the Yankees that are going to pick it up. So if you want to be doom and gloom Yankee fan, as I know many of you are, it's just part of it, right? The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus Yankees fans. There are some overly optimistic fans and then some overly pessimistic fans. There are some fans that are World Series every year. We're winning the World Series. There are other fans that are saying, nope, this is the drought, and this is forever. We'll never get back to winning World Series. Do you. Do your thing, man. Do your thing. 877-337-6666. The Mets, I think, are going to be better than advertised. The Mets, I think, have a good chance to surprise a lot of people. The Mets have a great chance to take some of those fans who have, quote-unquote, punted on the season, that have criticized David Stern, Steve Cohen. They'll be at Citi Field when it's warm and the Mets go on a little win streak. They will be with their Mets hat in Queens rooting the team on when the team is better than you thought because they didn't get Yamamoto, they didn't get Ohtani, they didn't sign a bunch of big-name free agents. I think they have enough guys to compete, and I'm excited for that ride. So we'll talk Yankees, we'll talk Mets tonight, of course. We'll see what's going on with Kodai Senga. We'll see what's going on with Gerrit Cole. It just is what it is. You got to see it through. Last night I got on and I said, this is how the movie starts. When you go to a movie theater and the movie starts off rocky, you get up and leave? No. You sit through the movie and you see how it goes. And not for nothing, who goes to the movie theater anymore? I haven't been there in a long time. COVID, blame COVID. But yeah, that's another thing. 4 years ago this time, we fell into the pandemic, into COVID, didn't have any live sports, didn't know what was happening in the next days, weeks, months. Please smile tonight. Please be happy tonight. Please be thankful tonight. And be kind to somebody. Be nice to somebody. Tell somebody you love them. Instead of going online, I hate this guy. Tiki Barber sucks. Saquon's dead to me. Keith McPherson's a nobody. Give it a break. Give it a rest. And please give it a break and give it a rest with the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. It has been a whole calendar year. We're in the new NFL league year. We've been doing this for a year, folks, for four plays. Here in New York City, we have talked about Aaron Rodgers every single day for four plays. It's insanity. It's nuts. We don't have to do it. This guy is on vacation somewhere, and he's got to be cracking up reading all of these different takes from fans, from hosts. I didn't even want to do it. I said I couldn't even give him airtime until we're talking about actual football. I said a couple of lines when I had a call a couple nights ago about it. And I talked about how this is a guy that talked about eliminating distractions, but he's the main distraction. And right now, he hasn't been much of a return on investment for all the distractions he's brought, from ayahuasca to Pat McAfee to now RFK and running for vice president. It's not real. But we give it our real time and energy, and people get real mad about it. I'm sitting out there in the newsroom. I'm listening to the calls that Lugie took, and I'm like, well, Lugie, at least you get to dip out of here and go home. I'm going to have to field these calls. I'm not into politics. And it's a shame that I open my phone and I see a couple lines that were written about me on our Odyssey app and WFAN, which is perfectly fine. It's internet, but I can separate the internet from reality. I used to work as a social media manager. I understand this stuff. WFAN found me on the internet. But the quote was, Keith McPherson says, Aaron Rodgers has his hands in everything. Just play quarterback, bro. Just lock in and take the Jets to the playoffs. That's all we want. That's all we want to see. And somehow I'm getting all of these people talking about, I am a liberal, that they're making it about race, that this sounds like shut up and dribble. What did you think about LeBron? Let me clear the air for any of you weirdos out there. I don't bring politics to this microphone because I'm not into politics. I can't talk for 5 minutes about that type of stuff. I can talk 5 hours about sports. That's why I'm here. So I'm not humoring you with those Aaron Rodgers calls. It's not real to me. It's not a real thing. If you want to talk about Alan Lazard hitting the trade block, we can do it. If you want to talk about Corey Davis coming back, we can do it. If you want to talk about Joe Douglas and what I thought was actually, like, you know, the first couple days, like, Joe Douglas is doing his thing a little bit, shoring up the offensive line, adding Tyrod Taylor. We can talk about real football stuff. But it's unfortunate to see people just lean into race. I'm a black dude, yeah. And I'm not political, but, like, I'm always going to speak up for race and what I believe is right. Me being black is not something that I chose, but it's something I'm proud of. People choose to be Republican, Democrat, whatever. I haven't chose either one. So for people to be dragging my name online, it's honestly laughable to see people try and go from me saying that, hey, we just want you to play football. We just want you to take the Jets to the playoffs. We want to talk about you having a 300-yard game, throwing for 4 or 5 touchdowns. We want to see that greatness here in East Rutherford. It has nothing to do with LeBron James. I don't even remember where that came from. Wasn't that like 6 years ago? The whole shut up and dribble thing? I don't care about that. I literally don't care about that. So you got the wrong guy if you think that's me. And you've also got the wrong guy if you think just because I'm black, I'm a Democrat or liberal. I don't understand the left, right, none of that. None of that. So I'm glad I could clear the air on that. But Jets fans call me up about your offseason. Giants fans call me up about your offseason. And Jermaine Illuminor and how excited he is to be wearing number 72 and talking to OC Umeniora. Even we can talk about Saquon and how weird that video was of him pulling up to the Eagles facility. He knew he was in enemy territory. I've been telling you this whole week, it's done, it's business, but let's see how Saquon wears it. We saw him in a black Eagles hoodie today, and it just didn't look right. It didn't fit. And let's see how he handles all of that. He comes out today and say, oh, yeah, you know, I should have had a better sign off. It's too late. You chose to take a shot at Tiki Barber on your way out. We will remember that about you more than any touchdowns, any first downs. People got to reel it in. There's a lot of nonsense going on. This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be entertainment. This is sports talk radio. And I will be your guide for the next 4 hours and 40 minutes. I can talk about every sport, football, basketball, baseball. I even picked up some hockey, and we've got 3 local hockey games going on tonight. And then when we get later into the night, the New York Knicks will be there to distract us some more. Please engage with me about sports. Please engage with me about athletes and plays and what's going on. The Fan in New York, this is supposed to be about sports. On the grass, on the diamond, on the ice, in the courts, bars. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to take a break. 87.7, 33.7, 66.66. We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, sir! Another one. And just me again. No guests. Because I'm off all next week for the most part. Keith McPherson on the Fan, another KM to AM. Taking calls till midnight. We're going to talk sports and we can talk life and some other things. But trust me, I'm not going that deep into some of the nonsense. That's all we've been doing all week. I want to entertain some people. I want to pass the time tonight. Let's have a good time. 877-337-6666. You know what I do. I will take your calls and give you my thoughts and takes and then introduce some other topics and some different things. We'll keep an eye on the sports world as well. Let's start with Jonathan in Massachusetts. He was first.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. How are you, John?
Good. You know, I've called him before about this, and I think it really connects to both your overall message about the power of positivity, but also bringing about the sports. You may remember I'm from Massachusetts. And I've always had this belief, which is kind of far out, I guess, that the fan's energy itself affects the team. Because, you know, if you've ever seen the show Cheers, you know that show?
I know the show, but I've never seen an episode.
The basic concept, it was a huge show. It was like Seinfeld before Seinfeld. It was all
they hung out in a bar.
But it was in Boston, and okay. They were all super negative. That was the point. They would get drunk, and they'd, like, be sad together. And then, of course, Ted Danson plays this terrible pitcher on the bad luck Red Sox. There was this amazing story arc where Rhea Perlman, who's in the show, you know, she's not very attractive, right? That's part of the joke. She gets to date the goalie for the Bruins, and he loves her. But it's actually pretty funny. She realizes she's bad luck. She's making him play bad. Mm. So they, even though they're still in love, they have to call it off. You know, it's funny because I talked to the fan. I'm from Boston, but actually all the years when the Red Sox and Patriots, blah, 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 I was living in Long Island and they were all Yankees fans. And I, you know, and of course, so I didn't experience it. And I actually went back to Massachusetts recently and it's so surreal. These kids never heard of the curse of the Bambino. It doesn't exist.
No, they've seen is parades.
Right. Whereas when I was growing up, they were so effing negative that I figured you're actually kind of causing it at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, remember Javier Baez? He's like, dude, you're making me suck. I can't hit
you. Just
sucks. I can't do it. A-Rod's the same way. Lou Piniella was talking about him. He said, man, A-Rod's one of these guys. He's a great player, but you can't be negative to him.
Yeah,
he's full of self-doubt, even though he's the best, and he's always been. He's always been.
We're all human. We're all human. Right. Nobody is above it. I don't care.
Granted, some take it better than others, but even Jeter doesn't like it.
No, he no one likes it.
Up with it, right? And Brady hates it. You know, rather it makes you notice Brady got better and he got more calm as because Brady. You know, Brady's like he's like Rocky or Rambo. Like, they both have, like, seven parts of their story, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at, like, Rocky 1, you kind of feel bad for the guy. He's actually the underdog. He's not special. He's actually, you should treat him nice. He's a vet, right? You feel bad for him. And then Rocky, right? And, like, that whole first season, Brady didn't do anything. And he did fumble the ball. But what happened in 2001, I went back and watched that season. You know what happened? 9/11 happened.
All right, sorry. We went from Cheers to A-Rod, Lupinella, Rocky, Massachusetts. John, appreciate the call. Before you even came close to landing the plane, I was with you on the negativity and how, you know, there's negative energy and it definitely influences athletes and how they play and perform, and nobody is immune to it. Nobody's above it. And now in this social digital age, it's in everybody's phone. And now when you open your phone, I did it today. I tried to take a nap today. And I get these alerts and I'm seeing all these people that I have no idea who you are. And I hope some of you are listening. And people are trying to race bait me into saying that my comments about Aaron Rodgers were based off of shut up and dribble like LeBron. And I'm like, what a reach. Stretch before you reach. Like, I'm not that guy at all. I like football. I played football. I like to watch football, talk about football. And I wish we had more Aaron Rodgers football to talk about instead of the last calendar year of nonsense. I mean, speaking of the internet and the fans, like, I saw a story today about, you know, Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman declines opening day start in Yankees conundrum, right? And I didn't read too much into it. Let's see. You know, after one injury and one rejection, the Yankees have an unfilled position for opening day. And I remember listening to Evan and Tiki, and they said, well, since Stroman pitched, I think today, like, he'd be in line to start then. But I do remember Stroman saying, you know, that he was very much looking forward to opening day in Yankee Stadium. I just don't understand, one, how anybody would turn down an opportunity to start opening day. And I got to read more into it. Maybe I'm throwing Stroman under the bus. Let's see. He says, people don't understand how much changing your schedule at this point in the spring might seem like it's easy, but every little day matters, said Stroman, who pitched in three opening days, including last year's for the Cubs. He also said, I think they thought I was going to be like, hey, let me get it, Stroman said of the conversation after a 7-0 loss to the Tigers at Publix Field, blah, 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 blah. But like I said, that's not my nature, man. Doesn't matter to me. You're a guy, Stroman, that supposedly is living your dream. You're wearing vintage Yankee shirts to practice that are not team issued. And one of the first things that you let us all know is that if you're the number three starter, you would be in line to start on opening day in Yankee Stadium. Well, now Cole is down. You're not the number three starter. And sure, I guess if there are conversations, you can decline. But it's like, man, I feel like the pressure and the expectations, it's just mounting up. So Aaron Boone was asked. So Aaron Boone, who declined to shed much light on the newest Yankees mystery, acknowledged that there will be some juggling of schedules. He said, I've decided who's starting. I just want to let a few more days go off the clock. A lot can happen. If you ask me, it should be Nestor. And I saw Nestor post a picture of himself today. And I know Nestor is a dog and a competitor. And Nestor, he's going to do whatever is asked of him, because Nestor is someone who made it against all odds. All of this is bonus. To be here is extra. To be where he is, nobody expected him to do but himself. I think he'll relish in it. But I'm telling you, man, we are in a time, especially if you have kids. I have an 11-month-old son, and I'm kind of worried about what the social digital stuff will be when he's a teenager. I mean, he's already glued to iPhones and iPads and Apple TV. And, you know, parents, just be a good parent and like, locking in, looking at your kids in the face and being present with them, because it just seems like we are getting more and more into a future where the line is completely blurred between social media and reality. I don't know if it's me and I get the opportunity to start opening day. What's the worst that can happen? You get rocked. What's the best that can happen? You bring millions of people joy doing what you love to do, what you're paid to do, playing a sport. I don't know, folks. Let's keep it rolling. 877-337-6666. Terrence is in West Islip on the Fan. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, it's Terrence from West Islip.
What's up?
Hey, I was talking about Seve.
Yes, sir.
That the Mets and Yankees never do a trade together, and all of a sudden, you know, they do a trade with Seve.
No, they didn't trade him. Seve was done with the Yankees, yes, and the Mets signed him. So that's a free agent.
Yes,
anyone could have signed.
Signed him up. Yes, that has never happened in a long time. There's only a couple of players that's been done.
There's a long list of players that have gone from the Yankees to the Mets and the other way around. But go on.
That, you know, all hope is gone for Seve because the Yankees let him go, you know, that he's not good anymore, that the guy is digging down. Maybe to, like, revitalize his career.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Terrence. I'll try and piece together what you said. All hope is not gone for Luis Severino. Yankee fans that are listening to my voice right now, it was a struggle watching Seve. You were torn watching Seve. He's 30 years old. The Mets had pitchers pitching last year over 39. All hope is not lost for him. And the Yankee fan that had to watch Severino go out there and absolutely not have it, it hurt us, man. We were trying to win. We were trying to get to the postseason. He was part of that 9-game losing streak. Fans say he was pitching batting practice because it didn't matter who he faced. The White Sox, the Braves, the Orioles. He was getting rocked first, second inning. He couldn't get through the lineup once without giving up runs. But that was last year. That's in the past. It wore on me as a Yankee fan, but guess who that wore on the most? Luis Severino. And David Stern says, okay, well, that's done. Maybe we can fix you. $13 million, one-year deal. Let's see what you got, Seve. And so far, very good. I think he's got a 1 ERA. I was watching him throw last night. I'm like, hey, hold on. If Seve is healthy, he might be the best pitcher on your staff. And it's yet to be seen. So another message I'm saying tonight is, man, we're 2 weeks away from the movie actually starting. We've just watched the intro to the movie, and it's not great for the Yankees or the Mets. But greatness will rise. These athletes will rise to the occasion. Some of them will fold, yeah. Some of them will get hurt, yeah. But other guys will say, no. This is my opportunity to shine here in New York. Severino is a guy that I think he's got a lot to prove. He's a competitor. And again, I'll say this 100 times until Severino is potentially hurt. And I don't want him to be hurt, but that's all I've seen. If Severino is healthy, he's a dog. If Severino is right, he can pitch like an ace. If Severino is all good and not tipping pitches, he's blowing it past guys. He's got a good changeup. Like, just you wait and see. So the Yankee fan can poke fun at the Mets fans and say, he's washed. He sucked last year, but that was last year. We don't know what he's going to be. And early signs of spring training, he's looking all right. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey, next up on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call, man. First and foremost, just wanted to say it was great meeting you at the Pinstripe Pride event last month. It was a real fun event. So in line with that, want to talk about the Yankees, want to talk about Cole. I think this Cole injury, you know, caught the Yankees with their pants down a little bit, in the sense that since the beginning of the offseason, everybody, analysts, you know, other executives in Major League Baseball, have been talking about the need for Yankees rotation depth. And the inability to add to the rotation beyond Marcus Stroman has really proven to be costly right now. And now it puts, you know, obviously people like Blake Snell, Scott Boras into a negotiating advantage. But at the bare minimum, the Yankees should at least be talking about what the path forward is going to look like. And if that path forward is, hey, we believe in Clayton Beter and Will Warren, come out and say it. If it's, you know, we want to add by trade, come out and say it. If it's we want to add by free agency,
no,
come out
no,
and say
no.
It.
They don't have. They don't answer to us, Gabe, and good to meet
oh,
you
no,
too.
I know.
You know, like I know, because we're Yankee fans that literally were at the Pinstripe Pride event. Like, the Yankees answer to no one. They don't answer to us as fans. They don't have to give us the information. They don't have to be straightforward with us. They're going to stick to their plan and process, and we will wait and see. And they know they got us. They know we're showing up opening day. They know we've already got tickets for the Dodgers series, the Braves series. We're already looking down the road. Like, they don't have to tell us a thing. They run their operation the way they want to run their operation, and we can be upset with it, but we don't have to get any type of information. They don't owe us that, you know? It sucks, but it is what it is.
No, I agree. I mean, I think it's the unfortunate reality. You're not wrong. But, you know, the problem is this is just the hope is a strategy Yankees, right? You know, you hope that guys like Carlos Rodon have a bounce back year and don't get injured again. You
Every year, a new hope. Cue the Star Wars music. A new hope. Hope
exactly.
Hope week. Hope life.
Yeah, but
hope decade and a half.
But the Empire's not striking back right now, and that's the problem.
Bars, there
so
it is.
It's just, you know, it's just, it's a lot of, it's a lot of weak sauce. You know, I mean, I hate to throw that phrase around, but it's just it's not the Yankees of old, obviously. But like I said, I think that this is just a perfect example of how, you know, hope is not a strategy, and the Yankees got to shake this. And they might not owe you and me anything, but they owe the organization, they owe the legacy, everything.
Great call, Gabe. I mean, a few things. The hope is not a strategy bar came from Steve Cohen. When Steve Cohen decided he would kick a Thomas Morstead punt 5 days before the deadline, they asked him. He's like, we have a 14% chance to make the playoffs. If you ask me, that's pretty crummy odds. So, like, hoping we make the playoffs, hoping we make the postseason, hope is not a strategy. He's a businessman. He's looking for strategies for success. And with the Yankees, what's frustrating for Yankee fans is they had so much success, and they've gotten away from whatever it was that was creating that success, whether it was homegrown talent, striking for the right time with free agents, making smart trades, and now them being vague, withholding information, and not being successful, it grinds your gears. It makes you mad. It makes you frustrated. The whole brand was built off of 27 championships, 27 rings, bro. It's been 15 years. And here we go again. Now Cole is hurt, and it's making you think negative about the season, when just a couple weeks ago, everybody was talking about, oh, here we go, baby. You see Juan Soto, another home run. All the Yankees are going to score a million runs this year. Well, if they're going to score a million runs, they're going to have to win games 9-8, 9-7. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back. Yeah, buddy. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM. Let's keep on rocking. 877, 337, a 6-6, and two more sixes will get you on the show. No co-host, no guests. I'm just going to talk sports and try and entertain some people and pass the night, like I said, and just keep bringing in different articles and topics. I mean, we've talked about Stroman. I read the article now. Stroman just doesn't want to change his schedule, but he should pitch game 3 in Houston, and then he will have the ball for the home opener April 5th. In the Bronx, I get it. Guy doesn't want to change his schedule. I don't know. If it's me, I'm like, yeah, first year on the Yankees, I'm a New Yorker, I'm taking the ball. But I understand him wanting to take the ball in New York over Houston. 877-337-6666. A new hope. Yeah. The Yankees. You know, when opening day comes, they're going to play that, I don't know, Imperial March music, whatever it is. I'm like a half Star Wars guy. I was much more into it when I was a kid. You know how the Yankees are connected with the Star Wars stuff. And yeah, we have a new hope now. The hope is that Gerrit Cole comes back in May, June, and that this lineup is good enough, right, the opposite of last year, to carry this team where we won't need to sign a Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery. I understand it, but I don't. Like, last night, basically, the short of it, Jordan Montgomery was your own. You traded him away. You have the chance to right or wrong here. You have a chance to, you know, rewrite the story as I talk about the movie that we're now watching, starting, and the journey we're going to go on, and the magic carpet ride through a 7-month season, hoping that it ends with the World Series. Like, let bygones be bygones, but I know there's egos in a way. If I traded a guy away for a center fielder in a walking boot, I'd have a hard time going back and paying him and begging him to come through, and the guy doesn't want to come back. Every report says that Jordan Montgomery does not want to come back. There was another report that he's having conversations with the Red Sox. His wife, her business is up in Boston. That's where he wants to be. The Rangers aren't interested, and the Mets also aren't interested. And Blake Snell's out there. He's probably going to sign with the Angels at this point. You know, I thought it made sense for Blake Snell. You offered him a couple months ago. He's friends with Aaron Judge. He played for the Rays. I think he still has his home in the Tampa Bay area. You could bring him in for the last 2 weeks of spring training, but we know these guys haven't been pitching, so there's a whole ramp up and then facing live hitters and whatever. They wouldn't be ready to go for opening day. So the Yankees are going to stick to the plan and the process. And, yeah, as a Yankee fan, buckle up. You already braced for impact with the Cole news. It wasn't the worst news ever, but it could get worse. And the season now, you just got to keep your fingers crossed that these guys champ it out, rise to the occasion, and that they don't fold because Cole isn't there. It sucks. With Judge not there, they lost their identity. Let's hope that the same thing doesn't happen without Gerrit Cole. 877-337-6666. Now, another thing that came across my timeline and, you know, as I'm talking about the internet and I'm talking about just the lines being blurred. It's nuts this week. So I talked about Tiki, and we'll get back to that too. But LeBron James chastised the media over Bronny James' draft status a couple weeks back. And, you know, as the caller from Massachusetts was talking about how these athletes aren't above it, like even the king of basketball, LeBron James, is clapping back at people on social media. That's something I had in my notes that I didn't bring to the table, that like even LeBron James, billionaire basketball player, owns all these different businesses and business ventures, but now he's got a child. And as I also talked about, hey, get your kids off the computer. Just make sure they know the difference between the digital world and the real world. You know, he's on Twitter saying, let the kid be a kid. LeBron James has to go on Twitter to clap back at people that are, you know, criticizing his son being in a mock draft for next year. You would think that he's above it. Nobody's above it. And that's why I laugh when people say to me, Keith, ignore the haters. No, I'm not ignoring these haters. I got smoke for these haters. Pew, pew, pew. I'm shooting right back at these haters. I have a phone. I have eyes. I read. I type. I use the internet. I use apps. They don't bother me. I'm still doing what I got to do for my family. I'm still coming to work every day. I'm still succeeding in life. I'm not bothered by a hater. So when people are like, oh, just ignore the haters. No, no, no. Haters need love, too. Let's go to Jack in Rockaway, Queens, before we go to break. What's up, Jack?
How you doing, Keith? Love the show, as usual. Usually I call you about the Nets, but I'm not talking Nets until 2025 or until March is gone. I just have a few topics. I'm a little cranky. Got COVID. My 10.5-month son has COVID.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear it. With the weather nice, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, it's just you know, you don't want that for your kid. But anyway, I'm just cranky. I'm listening to the radio. So I got a couple comments, if you don't mind. One was, I was listening to the Tiki show the other day with I heard the whole show. And he was going after caller Tiki, fighting for saying you couldn't trade the running back last year. I lose my mind. You couldn't, because it would have killed the locker room.
Right.
To get a third
at the trade
pick.
Deadline.
He's your captain.
Yes.
He's your hardest working player. He
yes.
was joking. And this is I'm not on social media in politics. I'm a straight independent. I avoid these. This is, the world is an effing crazy place right now. Your show is it's one of the most refreshing shows there is. You're a young guy. It's always about sports. You didn't invent sports. You don't act like you did. You bring educated theories. You bring knowledge to the thing, and we all talk. If everyone knew about sports, there wouldn't be Vegas. Nobody knows. That's why we watch sports. Today, mm-hmm. we don't know if the Charlotte Hornets are going to beat the Lakers or the Sacramento Kings. We don't know what's going to happen in sports. That's why we watch it. We talk about it. Your show is always about that. So for them to get at you or whatever, that's crazy. Now, I have a comment about Aaron Rodgers. I never wanted the Jets to get him. We all knew he was going to come. He needed 4 days in a dark room to decide. We knew he was going to come. Last year, I felt so bad for Salah, because he's not that bad of a coach. He has to sit through and act like Rodgers might come in. Rodgers is superhuman. He's going to come back from a torn Achilles. On a horrible team, and he's going to come back in 3 weeks. And we have to entertain this for Rodgers thing. Rodgers last year, I didn't give anybody a demand list. Oh, but I did give them a list. And then the Jets signed all these players. Yep. That's why these teams like the Jets, the Nets, there's a bunch of them that never win championships. It's because of management.
All the Ets teams have sold their souls to Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, thinking we were going to get a championship, taking a shortcut.
I just want one more little rant. Is this about NBA basketball? Because I watch every game, TNT, and I love watching the game. And I am tired of watching every single time, and one, looking back to the refs, the glares. And you have technology. This is my beef. You have technology. In the beginning, when they put the replay, the last couple of minutes of the league were reviewed. Then you gave them, you put this whole system in, and you give them one replay. Now it's up to two. Please, if you could, you're a professional, to put this. Give the coaches four challenges, and if they're wrong, they get, you lose a point. In the game, if a player looks at the ref, glares, and won anything, he gets a technical.
Yeah, the NBA, the officiating is the worst in the NBA. We talked about that a couple weeks ago when the Rockets stole that game in regulation from the Knicks. I think it's all bogus, but I think the NBA has become the worst.
They have to. Well, you know what? These people are professionals too. You have to look at it. This isn't back 20 years ago when you had, you know, a power forward, a pass first point guard, and a slotting center. You got these guys. These guys are skilled. Teams have there's five shooters on the floor. They're running all over. The referee should have the ability of, hey, I'm not sure I can. How could you got guys 6'10", 7 foot six, long, lanky, jumping like crazy, and they don't know a tip ball, a foul, or
yeah.
Give the coach. That's the only way. I love the game. I love watching the skill level. Basketball is one of the only sports that you can excel as an individual and within the team.
Thanks for the call, Jack. Feel better, your son as well. Before we go to break here, I'll speak on the NBA again. I've been saying this, like I said, from that Rockets game. These refs are on the court with these guys, and a lot of times it seems like they have the best seat in the house and forget that they have to call the game, that they directly affect the game. I mean, we saw that with the Knicks and the Pistons. It was like a makeup call, right? I remember I said that, and some people ran with it. There's no makeup calls. It felt like one. It felt like they were eating their whistles, and I think it's nuts. I watch the NBA a lot, too. It's unfortunate that, Sean question marks has ruined my favorite basketball team, and now Ben Simmons is shut down, and, oh, he'll be ready for training camp next year. Okay, just end the season. Or now end the season. N-E-T-S, now end the season. But when I look at the NBA officials and how some superstars get calls, other guys don't. Knicks fans feel that way about Jalen Brunson. I can't stand watching the officiating around Giannis. And I look at these refs, and they have this two-minute report, and now they have a pool reporter that they speak to after the game, and they do have the ability to stop the game, go to the side and review it, but I just think they get kind of frozen in the moment too much. And, I mean, if you see the foul, call the foul. Watch. You'll see. Wait till we get to the playoffs, and we get later in April and May, and there's going to be a couple plays or different things that decide a game, and there's going to be a lot of conversation about it. Okay, a lot more conversation to come. It's 8 o'clock. We got to go to the break and the update. We'll reshuffle the deck. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
14 days until opening day.
Deep left, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
The home of Yankees baseball. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's corporate cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp. Just go to ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle outside a factory warranty or with no warranty coverage at all. You must listen to this message. Auto repair costs are up almost 20% from last year with no end in sight. That's why CarShield is offering a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call 800-709-5857 now to find out how you can set up a low-cost plan for covered auto repairs. You can customize a plan to fit your budget for covered auto repairs, but you have to call now for a free quick quote. Getting coverage today means your rates will never go up, no matter how many claims you file. Call 800-709-5857 now, and you'll also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call today, 800-709-5857. What do you have to lose? Call 800-709-5857. Again, 800-709-5857.
Town Fair Tire became New England's number one discount tire dealer by giving you the absolute lowest prices guaranteed. And with over 100 stores from Connecticut to Maine, we'll beat anybody's price. Other dealers, we beat them. Warehouse clubs, we beat them. Online sites, we beat them all every day. So remember, for the absolute guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Name brands at discount prices. Town Fair Tire. WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
WFAN Sports Flash.
Sponsored by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door at 8:03. This is Rich Ackerman. And days like today, why Rick Pitino is coaching St. John's. The Garden was loud and rocking.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.